Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
I should really plug the power cord in because the laptop's about to go flat.
I can get it for you if you like.
No, it'll be right. We'll finish this first.
Well, we'll have to be quick.
No, it's fine. I just couldn't be fucked finding it. I don't know where it is. I'll do it later.
It's just over there, Warwick. I can get it.
No, we'll just do this and then it'll be fine.
But I know where it is.
It doesn't matter.
But it might run out.
Well, then we'll just do it again.
I don't want to do it again.
But I don't want to get the cord.
Why it takes don't you too long.
Because it takes too long, and then I got to find the plug and plug it in. And what are we talking about today?
Oh, I think we're talking about letting things go.
Yeah.
Not doing them when we should.
I should press record. Oh shit! Fuck. I already have. Should we keep that in?
Yeah, I reckon.
No one's going to want to hear that.
Well, it's us
doing
what we do.
What do we do?
Wrap it on with shit.
See, now it's gone from 29% to 28%, which means we've got about 4 minutes of this.
Go fast. So this will be a short one.
Hello, listeners.
Thanks for joining us.
That was a reenactment of a real conversation that happened before we hit record on this Fuck It Friday episode of Tradies in Business podcast. Hope you're having a fantastic Friday if you're listening to this on a Friday. Hello to the crows in the background.
Sorry.
And they're persistent buggers, aren't they?
I hate crows. Sorry, crows. I know you're very smart, but I don't like you.
You know what? My wife loves the sound of currawongs.
Oh, I like currawongs.
Yeah. Okay. It's an interesting word to say, isn't it?
It is. No,
say currawong fast 3 times.
I didn't know if I'd get
currawong, it. Currawong. See, Fuck It Friday is just an opportunity for Coxie and I to listen to the sound of our own voices in the headphones.
We just like to rabbit on with the same shit we rabbit on together about ordinarily, and now you get to listen too.
And now my battery's at 27%.
Okay, so let's talk about something that matters, because clearly we didn't get the charger.
And the point of that was, I am going to fess up and say that I do that stuff sometimes. It's like, fuck it, I'll do that later.
I do it.
I'll come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't want to go get the thing or change the what's my bob or...
Make the call.
You pick up the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Those telephone handsets, man, they get heavy sometimes, don't they? You just can't pick them up.
What's with talking on the phone? Can't we just text on the phone?
Yeah. Yeah, there's that thing where you get frustrated when you're texting someone and then they ring you. It's like, what the fuck? Don't ring me. I'm texting you.
I'm trying really hard to put all of my feelings into this text and now you're calling?
You want to have a conversation?
Really?
Stop that shit. So, I've noticed the battery on my laptop, which we're using to record today in the Brisbane studio.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that it was at 29%. And I thought, really should plug in the power cord.
That was 3 minutes ago.
Couldn't be fucked.
We're now down to 27%. Takes too long.
But instead, we've talked for 3 minutes and 20 seconds about that whole thing. But it's a real problem.
It's a real problem.
Is it just a real thing for me? Am I just a lazy bugger?
No, not only is it a real problem for you, it's a real problem for your staff. Not that you and I have staff yet, but...
Thank goodness for that.
Oh, that time will come.
Aren't they just the biggest pain in the ass?
I don't know if I want to answer that.
G'day to all the staff listening to our podcast.
Sorry. You're not all the pain in the ass.
But that's the attitude, isn't it?
It is.
I think it's this thing about... It's an interruption, it's an inconvenience, not staff. I mean getting the power cord.
Doing the thing.
Fixing the thing on the website that someone just told you about. And then how do you strike the balance between, we're at 26% now, how do you strike the balance between staying in the zone, which it may not sound like it to you, listener, but Coxie and I are literally in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're recording, and that was behind my thinking of, I don't want to go ferreting around in my bag and find the power cord and then crawl under the desk and plug it in and then sit back down again and then I'll be out of that, I don't know, mojo state.
Creative space.
Yeah, sure. And I suspect that happens when you're, I don't know, business planning or doing quotes, estimates, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know tradies talk to us a lot about... You sit down to do it and you don't want interruptions because you've got to get in that headspace and there's a lot of things to think about. And then next minute, you're laptop's going flat, mm-hmm. or there's a staff member that needs something dealt with, or your kid wants you to play with them because it's 6:30 at night and it becomes an interruption, mm-hmm. frustrating interruption.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do? How do you manage that stuff? Seriously, tell me, because I don't know.
Okay, so do you want me to give you like the practical step-by-step guide here?
Yeah, just give me the answer.
I don't have
one. Tell me what to do.
I don't know.
Shit.
You make a note. Do you know what I do? I do have an answer for this. I carry around a notebook.
Bingo.
I write it down, make a note.
And then what do you do?
Check back, do the job.
So you go back to what you're doing.
No, well, I find...
You stay on task.
I see what you're asking, but yes, yeah. No, I'm staying on
task.
I'm not
trying to trick you or anything.
No, yes, you are. I will stay on task. So, for example, now, this is a more pressure, high pain point because the battery's going to run out. But if
you're watching it now, aren't
I
you?
I am.
And people might be listening. I hope they are. Going,
I hope you see one of those big whirly wheels.
What
in
percent
your
is it at now? Is it less than 26, which was the last one?
We're still at 26.
There you go. So, we've got heaps of time to talk.
Of course, we do.
It's not going down as much because we're talking more shit and less. No, we're at 25.
Oh.
See, I started getting serious and the battery went down faster.
Okay, so we'll just dribble on a little bit more.
Anyway, so what's your thing? You write it down.
I write it down.
So I'm in the middle of quoting a big job and I think of something really important that I should have done. Do I go do the important thing?
No.
Ooh.
I write it down and I do it after because it keeps me closer to the space that I need to be in. But trying to ignore it, not making a note of it, not putting it somewhere so you remember, will play on your mind.
Mm.
So you won't be able to give your 100%.
It'll drive you mad.
The attention to the quote.
Attention.
Attention.
Is that like attention?
Turn up.
It's fading fast, isn't it? We're supposed to be doing strategic planning after this.
Yeah, but we're going to. We can have a coffee and we'll just motor on.
Coffee. That's it. That'll fix me up.
That will fix you and refuel you like the computer.
Because I think the proportion of intelligible, sensible conversation to just was a dribble has really slid in the last half an hour.
And I'm finding that you go downhill quicker.
24% on the battery, people.
I'm sure that's just thrilling. If you're hanging in.
Hey, do you reckon there'd be anybody that would listen to a whole episode of me just like counting down the battery percentage on my iPhone because it seems to go down really quickly.
Maybe your daughter might like that.
No, she doesn't like my jokes. Actually, my daughter thinks I'm funny. She even tells people that her dad's funny.
That's a bit cute.
Anyway, let's not go there. That's a different Fuck It Friday episode. I haven't spoken to my daughter for a while. So at 24% battery, I should really go and get the power cord, or I could finish this task. And then, I don't know, move on to the next thing and I don't need the battery. I mean the power cord.
Because you're going to need it eventually.
Mm. All right.
So what do you do though?
I'll put the sensible hat on. Yeah, write it down. I use the reminders thing in my phone and mm-hmm. young people look at me like I've got two heads.
Why? What do they use?
I don't know. Though they don't use anything. But, you know, clients that are younger than me, which is most people, basically I'll even be in a meeting with someone. And something important will come up or something awesome or they'll say, oh, Woz, you'd love this book or this podcast. It's blah, blah, blah. And I'll say, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Can I just stop you there for a second and be really rude, grab my phone out and make a reminder? And they're like, oh, yeah, no, that's okay. Because I don't want to forget what you just said.
Yeah.
Right? It's really important. You shared it with me. Or I've just got this really important task that I need to do for you when I get back to my office, whatever it might be. And I literally pick up my phone and I'm an iPhone user, like the other 97% of Australia.
Unlike me. It's the joke.
But I use Siri a lot.
Okay.
Hey, Siri. Whoops. My phone's sitting here on the desk. I thought, whoop, Siri's going to say, yes, Warwick. She doesn't really speak to me like that. In my dreams, she does.
No.
23% battery.
No.
So, hey Siri, remind me to subscribe to, you know, yep, Siri's here. Oh no, Siri's now dictating this. Go away.
So, Android users? We have a Google Assistant. We can ask Google to help.
But it's boring.
No, it's not.
Google's not sexy.
Have you not seen, I'm sorry, where's the Siri Home thing? I think my Google Home is very sexy.
Apple's just letting Google do the R&D work, and then they'll make one that's really good.
I've no doubt.
That actually works.
Hey, no, stop. My anyway, Google works.
So I do a reminder because I have found my memory to be incredibly unreliable in those situations.
Because there's so much else going on.
Yeah, and I have a fantastic memory for longer term stuff, mm-hmm. you know, memorizing credit card numbers, and I can tell you the name of a bird that I saw 7 years ago and what its call sounds like and all that sort of weird stuff. But if I'm in a meeting with you and you say, oh, this really cool podcast was, because I'm literally on task with you if you're my client.
Yes.
And I'm filtering that information out because it's not relevant to me adding value to you right now, okay? Mm-hmm. But if I want to remember it, I make a reminder. So essentially, I write it down. Since I use Siri and young people think I'm weird.
Well, how weird must they think I am? I'm writing it on paper.
Well, they probably think you're normal because you're an old person. But they look at me and it's like, hey, there's an old person using technology. What's with that?
And he's got grey hair.
Go back and listen to the hairdresser episode if you want some more background to that one. So at 23%, I don't really have anything else to say other than do it now. But do it now doesn't mean put down what you're doing and go change task. It means capture it now. And I think Coxie has made a very valid point at 22% battery that you need to stop letting this stuff get stored in your head.
Well, it doesn't last in my head. So in the middle of whatever it might be. So, for example, when we did our hot seat, I wrote down about 5 points that I wanted to chase up.
I was impressed.
Were you?
And I was relieved because it meant I didn't have to take any notes.
So I've written down a bunch of points of things that I wanted to remember or people I wanted to chase up. And it means if I don't write it down, then I'm stuck. I toggle. So I'm stuck in this space of anxiety, worrying about the fact that I'm not giving this person in front of me my full attention and that I'm not going to remember this thing that I feel that is really important. And I don't like that anxiety. I don't like the toggle. For me, it's write it down, let it go. Go back to focus.
It's like flicking a light switch on or off.
Yes.
How annoying is that?
Incredibly.
When your four-year-old finds that they can reach the light switch and it's like flick, 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 flick. Stop it. Well, that's what you're doing in your brain because you have to keep diverting your attention to store that thing.
Yes.
Like you've got to keep putting it back into your short-term memory.
You're embedding it.
And that uses up brain space that you could have been using for your quote or meeting with your team member or talking to a customer.
Whatever it might be.
Yep, spending time with your family, whoever it is. So at 22%, hopefully we've delivered some value. See, only 7% battery to deliver this podcast.
Oh, hang on, I've got another question.
Yeah.
I want to talk about how we can have, because our staff, right, are not necessarily doing this the way they should be doing it. So how can we help them get this bit right? Obviously, it's by example, so it's got to start at the top.
So what are they not doing right?
Okay, so they're getting distracted. They're halfway through changing the tyre and old mate over here wants to know whether he wants a pie for Smoko or he wants a can of Coke.
The constant interruptions and distractions.
Exactly. So we can't create a distraction-free zone. Gosh, I struggled to say that. But we can give them the tools, equip them so that, A, they know what we expect. So our expectation is that you get that job done in the time frame with minimal disruption. B, we provide the space to have those conversations if that's what's required.
Mm-hmm.
Also, C, we give them some sort of tool so if they get distracted by something, they can write it down so they can go back and fix it later.
What was A again?
Providing a distraction-free zone. I don't remember.
I got distracted by the wind blowing.
I can't think and talk and store all at once.
Do you know my answer to that is, well, you don't know because it's my answer and you wouldn't know my answer.
Thanks.
We say some dumb shit sometimes, don't we?
You do.
Thank you. So my answer to that is, I don't think I want to do this podcast anymore. I'm back at 21%. So set the right example.
Yeah.
I see so many business owners that, oh, my team don't stay on task and they're always, you know, they're wasting time, they're distracted, blah, blah, blah. And the staff complain about it or the team, whatever you want to call them. But as the business owner, literally responsibility for that rests with you.
Absolutely.
To set the example. And if you're distractible and if you're allowing people to interrupt you and if you're not staying on task and if you forget things and if you miss deadlines or meetings or you don't get back to people about stuff, then you're actually setting that as the standard in your own business.
Absolutely.
Unknowingly, in most cases. You wouldn't do that knowingly.
No.
But you literally set that as the standard. So then, of course, what standard is everybody else going to live to?
That's right.
They're going to live to yours. Mm-hmm. They're not going to – most employees, no matter how diligent and dedicated and committed they are to your business and everything, most people won't try and set a higher standard than the business owner because you're the leader.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So
there's a gold bomb.
It there you go. Some value after 15 minutes, you actually got something useful and 20% battery. So you have to set the standard as the business owner.
You do.
And take the notes and don't allow people to interrupt you. The number of business owners, trade business owners that we speak to that complain about this, I can't get stuff done because of all the distractions and the interruptions and, you know, the guys can't survive on site without ringing me 17 times a day. And it's like, do you know whose fault that is?
Yes.
It's yours.
Do you answer the phone every time they call?
That's right.
Or do you allow them some space to think about that issue and find a solution?
Yeah. Let them pitch the roof the wrong way and have the roofing delivered and then you're screwed.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
But that's the thing, right? We tell ourselves that they can't survive without us and that everything's going to turn to shit if we don't answer the phone.
That's right.
And it might the first day. So you've got to scaffold, not literally, but you have to put in place some strategies to avoid that sort of thing. You know, it's a gradual process and no doubt we'll talk more about that on a more serious episode.
Yeah, these ones are meant to be fun and we've gotten all serious.
Oh, I'm just trying to get to 90% battery. So, it's your fault. You're the one who did it. You allowed it. Therefore, it's going to continue to happen with everybody else around you.
That's right.
Monkey see, monkey do.
Of course.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Oh, God, we're not serious anymore.
I was just trying to bring the tone back to a fucking Friday episode.
Yes. Imagine if we were having beer while we were doing these.
Oh, I would talk so much shit.
And I would get loud and yip and yahoo and we'd be in all sorts of strife.
I dribble so much verbal diarrhea when I drink. It's ridiculous.
As opposed to doing it on coffee.
Coffee, I just talk more quickly.
You do talk diarrhea. Fast after coffee.
Well, I'm always drinking coffee, so that's why I'm always talking fast.
Mm-hmm.
But no, alcohol just makes me giggle like a girl.
Does it?
And talk shit. Lots of it.
You giggle.
I'm a giggler.
I've only ever shared a drink with you once. No, twice.
Yeah, but I didn't drink much. Well, I think I had like
half
two
a glass.
Drinks or something that night. Wasn't that was much. About it. Yeah. That's why I don't drink much anymore because I just go silly.
Do you?
Very immature.
No surprises there.
Less mature than I already am. All right. So
we're at 19%.
Little things. Go get the power cord, would you, Coxie?
Sure. I did offer to do that at the beginning.
There's another lesson in that. We could get all like really serious how-to at the back end of this one.
Well, come on.
That's assuming anybody listened through the first 14 minutes
I'm
of crap.
So proud of you if you've listened to this shit.
I was going to say I'm so sorry to subject you to that, listener. No, it's like you offered to get it. So many tradies in business, husbands and wives, men, women, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They suck at accepting help.
Mm.
Hey, I can get the power cord for you. It's like, nah, it's fine. I'll do it. I'll be a martyr.
What is with the martyr syndrome?
Oh, there's a whole nother episode in
there. Oh, my goodness. Write that down as a subject.
But it is. It's like, yeah, that'd be awesome, man. Go grab the lead for me. Thank you.
Oh.
Imagine if that was the culture in your business. People helping people. That is a slogan for you.
Isn't sure that what we go into business to do?
What, help people?
Yes. Make money. Help people. Help ourselves.
Yeah, sure. Serve others.
Yes.
Yep.
So why can't we accept a bit of that back?
Because it means we're weak.
It's not weak to say I'll take
failure.
Some help. Thanks.
We're shit.
You know, at lunchtime when you offered to hang out my washing, I said yeah.
I didn't do it though, did I?
No, well, but I did offer. You offered and I accepted.
I saw you getting yours off the line this morning.
In the rain, on my own. And while you made yourself
I coffee. Pretended to be really busy.
I could hear you in the kitchen.
No, but do you know why I didn't offer?
No.
Apart from the fact because I didn't want to. It's because I knew you'd say no.
I would have said yes. It was raining.
Yeah. I'll offer next time.
Okay. All It'll right. be yes.
Go help someone with their washing, listeners. Oh, and join the trade desk.
Yes. Now, come on. If you haven't found us, I don't know why. Tradiesandbusiness.com.au.
What's going on there?
It's the fun place where all the cool, hip, happening kids are hanging out. Totes. Brill.
No.
Come on, what are the other words?
Look, you might have dyed your greys, but you can't get away with that.
I really can. I'm down with this talk, man.
You're for shiz, you are.
I talk like this to my teenage boys all the time. They just roll their eyes and say, oh, God,
I can't imagine why. My middle-aged mother is trying to talk like a 17-year-old.
Again.
It doesn't, just doesn't rub.
And then I try to do the dances out of Fortnite. So if anybody's listening now, I love those dances. I really do. My kids think I'm shit.
Is this flossing?
No, I can't floss. Can't floss. I can do all the others, but I can't floss.
This is a mixed gender show, so I'm not going to say what I wanted to say. If I was hanging around with my mates, there'd be something I'd say about that, but I'm not.
So. Yes, let it go. Right. Anyway, moving on. Tradiesandbusiness.com.au.
Yeah.
Find the trade desk. Really easy to find. We've made it quite simple. There's a stupid video on there that neither of us particularly like, but it's a bit funny and
we
it might make you laugh.
We should change that video.
It's totally time to change
so
the video.
So dumb.
It's really dumb, but it's designed. It just shows you who we are. It's not wanky. It's not salesy.
But it's totally worth paying us money.
Of course it is.
Despite
we're very good at what
shit
we
video.
Do. We got shit videos and we dribble on in podcasts, but you should pay us money.
But we're really good at helping tradies in business.
We are.
Yes.
That's why everything else is shit, because we put all our effort into helping tradies in business.
Right. I wonder why this was so crap.
Yes.
Okay.
It's because we put all our energy into the back end of the trade desk.
Right.
Where you find all the bombs, all the nuggets, all the gold stuff.
You said nugget.
It must be Friday.
Oh, dear. Battery's at 17% and I think mine's at about
2%.
Yeah. So
and you've got a strategic session to go through. Yeah?
I'm going
to
drink about 3 litres of coffee and then do some strategic planning.
Come and see the outcome at the trade desk. I tell you what, we're going to go in right now and post a photo in the trade desk private Facebook group.
Ooh.
That you can only come to if you've joined the trade desk, of one of us doing the floss or a dance or Warwick sipping on his coffee or some shit.
Let's do something less boring than me sipping on coffee.
Right.
Anywho,
let's do the dance.
In all seriousness, gang, if you want some more support with your trade business, see, I'm putting my very serious dad voice on now.
Yeah, it's better when it's fun.
Go join the trade desk. It's really cool. We've got some really cool peeps in there, actually.
Mm.
I said peeps. And they're doing some totes cool stuff. Oh, shiz.
Maze balls.
Oh, shizzle, ma, wizzle. Anyway, if you join, we promise not to talk like this. There you go.
We can't make that promise.
No, in the trade desk.
Okay, that's different.
This is like our creative outlet.
Yeah.
22 minutes. If you've listened to this 17%. For 22 minutes, I want to know your name so I can send you money.
I'm going to give you a shout out on the next podcast.
Yes. We're going to
drop us a line so we can give you a shout out for being a freaking legend.
Tell us who you are and we're going to read out the list. You know how people read out, thanks to my sponsors, Gillette, thanks to my mum. We're going to read out a list of the legends that listened to the Fuck It Friday that went for 22 minutes of mostly dribble.
Isn't that all of them though?
What?
They're all a bit dribbly.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something bad about our listeners then.
No, our listeners are awesome.
Anyway, go join the trade desk. Go join the Tradies in Business group. Go do something productive, unlike us.
Just come find us somewhere.
And we'll talk to you in the next episode.
Thanks for bearing with us.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business and other cool stuff at tradiesandbusiness.com.au.